Well, it's time to meet the meteorologist one last time before he is off on an incredible vacation. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, but before I get there,
yeah,
tons of stress.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm talking to a lot of people, and they're telling me, you know, it's like that. You know, you go down a checklist, try to remember everything, and when you're in a business, it's even worse because there's a lot that you have to make sure is done before you leave. And normally, never ever take 2 weeks. Never take 2 weeks back to back. As you know, 1 week most of the time. If I go to the Cape or I go up to Maine, it's usually just 1 week. But this required me to take 2 weeks because I don't get back until Thursday. So there's no way that I was going to, you know, come back Thursday and then hop on board Friday. And then a weekend, so I just took the extra Friday, which is not this Friday, next Friday, but the Friday after. So we shall see what happens there. Weather-wise, you saw we had the thunderstorms yesterday. I knew they were going to crank. They were over the Great Lakes yesterday morning, and most of the computer models were saying no to that. But we got them through the air. Did you have anything bad, Marshall?
They died before they got to us.
Again.
And again. And then some went to the north and then came back down and got the northeastern part of Connecticut. And some did get through to the south. Once again, where I was, close but no cigar.
Yeah, we had the storms here. They put out a severe thunderstorm warning. That was not needed in this particular area. I wound up getting about a quarter inch of rain, a lot of thunder, lightning, some wind, no big deal. That ushered in the humid air, the less humid air. Now we're in a Canadian air mass, low 80s sun cloud mix today. It's not going to be wall-to-wall sunshine. Upper 50s, clear tonight. But tomorrow, partly sunny and nice, 80. Sunny on Sunday, low 80s, partly cloudy Monday, mid-80s. The next chance of rain on Tuesday. And of course, tonight, you're going to be...
I'll be at the Sharon Playhouse.
Sharon Playhouse, right.
It's the opening night of Joseph, the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And I'll be there roughly from like 6 to like 7:30, something like that.
Yeah. And it should still be, should be nice and mild, you know. By then, it should still be in the 70s and beautiful. So... you got a great, great night for that. It's going to be a good weekend. Again, wall-to-wall sunshine, not today or tomorrow, but I think more likely on Sunday.
All right.
Yes.
So now, when do you get in the car and go to the airport to get off on your vacation?
Probably leaving be 2:30 tomorrow afternoon.
And you'll be on the plane by like 6 o'clock that evening?
Yeah, I think it's 5:40 is when they say it's leaving. Tomorrow morning at 8, I will drive up to the lake to bring Shirley to Joan, the lady who's watching her. Initially, I was going to do it today, but then I thought about it and I said, well, you know what? I'll just get up early tomorrow. So it'll be one less night that Joan will have to take care of her. And also, one more comfortable night for yours truly, who's going to be worried about that. So that's doing tomorrow morning. Come back, do the odds and ends, jump into the shower, head to the airport, and that's it. And yesterday, very interesting day, not even weather-wise. Wait till you hear this one. I called the sprinkler guy in because the sprinklers were not working.
Yeah.
And we act. Actually, you know, Marshall, we haven't had to use the sprinklers most of the summer because we've had enough rain.
Yeah.
Well, now it's a little dry. So he came and he came down with his worker, nice guy, real nice guy. And they put on the sprinklers and they're seeing just a couple are working, some are not. And he says to his worker, he said, let's go around and start checking each one of them. So they go down toward the fence where the shed is, that our good old handyman Dan put up.
Yep.
He built the platform and the shed on top of a sprinkler.
Ah.
So they had to literally go under and cap it and put it elsewhere. That was $100. Just that. And of course, I'm still waiting for him to show up, our handyman. He keeps telling me, on Monday it was Wednesday, Wednesday it was Friday. Well, anyhow, I text him yesterday. All I did was text him a question mark. I didn't say a word. And the thing I got back is that physically and mentally, right now, he is not well. That's the words he used. He does have our stones that are needed to finish the project, and he will finish it before we get back from vacation. He doesn't need any money, and he doesn't need to get inside the house. And that's all he said. He didn't even say, "Have a nice vacation." Just said he will finish it by the time we get back. Guess what?
Why?
If it's not finished by the time I get back, I will text him and tell him, "Let's call this a wash, and I have somebody else in mind, a company. I will call the company, find out how much they want to do this, and I'm going to have to bite the bullet and do it."
That's exactly what you're going to have to do. Got to put some parameters, Pat. But then again, don't worry about that now. Worry about that when you get back from your,
Right, from vacation.
and you're adjusting to back to all the different foods that you're going to be experiencing there.
Right. AJ will be here for me over the next 2 weeks. So make sure you keep him in line, Marshall.
I try, but he's hard to keep in line.
Yeah, he is, right?
He's one of these millennials. He's not focused. No, I'm only kidding. He's a great guy. He's
Yeah,
a great guy.
he's a fun guy. He's always in a very, very good mood.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. One of the things that bothered me yesterday is when the sprinkler guy was here and he was looking at the walkway that Dan did. He said, "First of all, the stone is beautiful." I said, "Yeah." He said, "But," he said, "I'm not a paving guy, but I could tell you right now, I don't think he should have used a sand cement or mortar to put between these tiles, or slates."
Yeah.
I said, "Really?" He goes, "That's number one." He said, "And number two," he said, "this should have been washed off a long time ago." I said, "Well, he told me he's doing an acid wash." He said, "I don't know what he's doing, but I know that this should not have been left this way." And he just shook his head. He said, "Sorry." He said, "Sometimes people see a nice guy like you and they take advantage of it." So, okay, I tell you, it
Well,
is what it is. So I don't know if it's done wrong, right, and different. I have no idea. I just want it done, and that's it.
that's it. And once it, yeah. But like I said, you have to put worry out of your mind now, because you're going on vacation.
Right.
Just put it right out of your mind and enjoy yourself.
Well, I'm going to try to, and I'm bringing my little Osmo with me.
All right.
My little,
The camera, yeah.
video camera. So I'm going to take a lot of video, and hopefully, when I get home, I could edit it down and send you a little blurb
Are
of
you
what we've seen.
going to take any pictures with your phone that you're going to post on Facebook?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
We'll follow your tour on Facebook.
And I just don't want to get carried away taking pictures of everything, because you know what happens.
Yeah.
Everything is so beautiful, you take pictures, more and more and more and more pictures. I'm just going to take things of that are really outstanding.
That sounds good to me. And from a couple of our listeners, they wanted us to pass along to you to have fun, be safe, and I'll wait your return in a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you. And you be well too. Have fun and say hi to Jill.
I will, Pat. And like I said, I want a postcard from you, though.
You think they have postcards here?
Oh, they still have postcards.
Yeah.
Postcard. A postcard from Budapest. That's what I want.
I will put your WhatsApp on and maybe I could send you a text.
All right. All right, Pat. Hey, have fun.
Okay, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.